This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, it's time for Dan Watson, the gentleman who is the CEO of the Lube Page, a certified lubrication specialist for over 25 years, one of the largest AMSOIL dealers in all of North America. He's going to be with us taking your questions, and we'll certainly put phone calls at the top at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie is standing by, ready to take your calls at 855-660-4261. Any questions about anything when it comes to oils or lubrications, lubrication of boats, lubrication of ATVs, you name it, lubrication of weed whackers. We'll cover whatever you want to throw at us at our regular number, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Or Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. Right now, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth one of our regular contributors. He is the CEO of Lube Page. It's my pleasure to welcome Dan Watson back to Auto World. Dan, how are you doing?
Hey, doing fine, Bob, and everything seems to be well here in Central Florida.
Yeah, we're getting some good weather, and the rains of a few days back or have gone away, so everything appears to be under control, which gets me worrying, like, what's going to happen next. but it's a busy time in the automotive world. There's a big auction going on down in Barrett Jackson Land in West Palm Beach, Florida, so a lot of classic car lovers are in our state. And, of course, as Stephen Cole Smith, who's another one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, who is also based in the Orlando area, he says there's always something going on in the state of Florida when it comes to cars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I was going to tell you a nice positive thing. I got an email this last week from a gentleman out in, in Utah. Like, I think he might have been close to Canyon City or something, where one of the stations broadcast from. But anyway, it was interesting because he was listening to one of the shows that we did where I was explaining some things about what's going on with synthetic engine oil and the different problems with what's being sold. And Bobby said that he was listening. He got into it so much that he pulled into the driveway and sat in his car and listened to the rest of the hour until it finished. So,
wow, that's such a great story.
Well, it's good feedback when you get that, because you feel like, you know, that old scene they've got where, I think it was in WKRP, where Johnny Fever's tapping on the microphone and he's using the famous words, "Is anybody out there? Is anybody listening?" Clicking away. They were having some kind of antenna problem or something in that particular show. But so, as you know, doing radio, it's always nice to get some direct feedback that you know that there are people listening and that you make a little bit of a difference in what they're thinking and what's going on.
Yeah, that's great feedback. And, yeah, I've gotten some emails, too, about when we talk about glorified petroleum being sold as synthetic, and that's a topic folks seem to be able to really sink their teeth into, and more people are listening to what you brought to everybody's attention.
Well, that's what this fellow was listening to that we were talking about, and it had him intrigued so much that he sit and listen to the end of it. Now, I wanted to just briefly touch on a couple of things with that, because I think it's so important, and for the listeners maybe that haven't heard about it or don't know what we're talking about, but we'll keep this as straightforward as I can. There's been a dispute about what is really officially called synthetic since, well, 1995, so now it's, what, 24 years in that range. And it just won't go away, and it gets worse because there was a dispute between the big boys, Mobil and Castrol, about what could be called synthetic. And this went all the way to the national advertising people that control what is truth in advertising anyway. And they just all wimped out and ruled that synthetic would be a marketing term rather than a chemical term. Well, that's like wimping out and saying that radio is just a marketing term rather than describing the construction of a radial tire. Real disservice to the consumer, consumers in the country, no matter what state they're in or where they are. That's just a disservice. That should not have happened, but it did happen. And so early on, we kept that level pretty high because there's some processes that you make synthetic oil. And let's just say that before 1995, the only thing that could be called synthetic was something that was engineered by man and that you did a simple thing. You took two lightweight molecules and you synthesized them to make a heavyweight lubricating molecule. Wow, sounds pretty simple, and it is. From a chemistry standpoint, nothing could be simpler. That was easy to understand. But in 1995, Castrol achieved using some base stock, which is not actually, doesn't fit that definition. What it fits is that it's a highly refined product, very highly refined, no doubting about that. And it has some modifications done to it through some what they call hydrocracking and hydrogenation type stuff. Okay, wow, this is getting deep into the weeds. Pretty soon we'll be all, you know, junior chemists. No, don't want that. What I want people to understand is that this stuff is important primarily because it's important that you get what you pay for. I mean, it's not some of the, you're not going to, if you buy what we call a hydrocrack synthetic, it's going to perform fairly well, but it's not actually going to perform as well as the original chemical-based synthetics. But still, it's going to be a very high-performing product, and as long as it's identified and doesn't cost too much, then that's probably an okay thing. But what has happened is that they decided to go a further step down, and it's a play on words and terminology, whereas hydrocracked oil was accepted as synthetic. They now are trying to get away with calling hydrotreated. Now, that's different than cracked, okay? Hydrotreated is a process where you use hydrogen as a method of extracting impurities by making compounds and extracting those impurities from the oil and ending up with a very pure-based hydrocarbon, petroleum, very pure-based. This has for years been accepted as a high-performance petroleum-based oil. Well, it's being sold without even taking a wink, if you know what I mean, as full synthetic. And if you read the documents on it, it'll even say in its material safety data sheet that it's hydro-treated, and then in parentheses, petroleum. And then on the bottle, it's labeled as full synthetic. So this is just something that our consumers need to understand. Would hydro-treated so-called synthetic harm your car? No. No, it wouldn't. Neither would putting a bias-ply trailer tire on your car. It wouldn't harm it. It just doesn't live up to what you're paying for. And there's so much of this happening now because it's much more highly more profitable to do that. Because guess what? When you went to this hydro-treated, which is less expensive to make, the price of the product didn't decrease at the store. You can bet on that. So,
wow.
It's just terrible stuff to have to report.
Absolutely. We'll take a pit stop. When we come back on the other side, we've got some questions lined up. Albert in California. And if you'd like to get in, 855-660-4261, bob@autoworldradio.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of myself, Bob Long, and Dan Watson, the CEO of the Lou Page, simply by calling 855-660-4261 or send us an email. Mine is bob@autoworldradio.com. And Dan, you can write Dan directly at danwatson@thelubepage.com. And we've been talking about that problem of glorified petroleum being sold as synthetic. So all you folks definitely take words of warning from Dan very, very seriously. What do you think, Dan? Do you want to move on to a question?
Yeah, let's get something more positive. Let's take some questions.
All right. We've got a question from Albert, who's in California, and his question is, are oils labeled high mileage worth the extra money? It's a good question.
Well, it is. You know, it's kind of funny because just straightforward, the answer is, yeah, they are, but they shouldn't be. In other words, you shouldn't have to. What they do in a high mileage oil is they boost the additive package because they're looking at and thinking about that you got a little bit more built up sludge in the engine, some varnish, maybe you, your seals are getting a little bit weak. And so what they do is they make that additive package better so that it'll, you get a more, a better cleaning action with your oil. And then they put some seal support in there, some type of chemical to try to nourish the seals a little better than what they were before. Well, my response to that is, why don't you do that in the original oil? Why do you have to think you got to wait till the car gets advanced in mileage before you care about those things? It's just kind of a sign that it reveals that the regular straightforward engine oil has got a pretty light additive package in it. If you have to sell something called high mileage so that you enhance your additive package to be more effective, well, it should have been that way from day one. If it was, maybe it would have prevented any of the problems that you get to with high mileage if you just started with the better oil. So it's kind of a complex answer. The answer is, yeah, it's worth paying more for high mileage oil. It's just a shame that you have to pay more money to get what you should have been able to get to start with. So now, if you go to some of the top oils like Amsoil Synthetics or Mobil Annual Change, these oils don't need any, quote, high mileage enhancing. They're high mileage by their very nature. I mean, when you make an oil that can go up to 25,000 miles before you have to change it, the additive package is significantly enhanced and very robust. And that's all they're really doing in those high mileage oils is they're improving the additive package to make it a more fortified oil than what it would be if it was a standard. Some of them get fortified enough that they may not actually pass the SN rating for the current specification because they got a little bit more in it than what they can be allowed under the certification requirement. So you have to kind of be careful with that. But that's the best I can do on that one. That's the answer, I guess.
Yeah, it's a very good answer, and certainly that's a concern if you're paying the extra dollars for high mileage oil. You got to wonder what the story behind the story is, if it's not a brand name or something labeled AMSOIL. Jerry in Pennsylvania has sent us a note here. He says he can't find, speaking of AMSOIL, in AMSOIL in the local area. Can I mail order it? Great question, Jerry.
Well, the funny thing there is that I'd say about Jerry, he must be my age when he uses the term, can I mail order it? Nobody uses that term anymore because it's like, can I order it on the internet? Or, you know, you use those kind of terms. Mail order is a 1970s terminology kind of, you know, mail order, because we would get mail order from Sears and Roebuck catalog or from, you know, J.C. Whitney or something like that, right?
Yep.
Well, here's exactly the deal that tell Jerry. AMSOIL is well represented on the internet. You can go on the internet and you can go to AMSOIL.com, and they even have that you can ask where's a local dealer. And on the AMSOIL website, you can type in your locality and so forth, and it'll give you local dealers in your area. You can go on and find out in your area local retail stores that carry AMSOIL. So it is surprisingly available in a lot of places people wouldn't suspect. One of my own personal places that hold Amazon for me or carries Amazon for me are Ace Hardware stores, and it takes a while for people to realize that and start finding that they can find Amazon in those Ace stores. Now, that's throughout Central Florida. That's not out in other places in our listening audience, but you can find it if you just go online, put in Amazon.com, and it has a thing on there to click on that says Find Amazon Near Me. And if you do that, you can find it. Now, your other alternative, and be great for me, is just go to thelubepage.com and let me know you're trying to buy some AMSOIL. And by golly, I'll hook you up to buy AMSOIL and make sure you get the right product, and it'll be delivered right to your door, and in most cases it'll be entirely freight-free. So easy to do, and hey, I can even explain to you how you can buy AMSOIL at a significant discount if you want to become a preferred customer in that plan. So, you know, I'm in business to help you out.
I have to toot
my own horn once in a while and say, hey, look, I can do it, you know, because if that's I don't right. say it, nobody else will.
And the great thing about Dan is his knowledge and his availability. You know, he does answer calls. Sometimes it takes him a day or two to get back because he's got a lot going on and juggling a lot of things, but you know, it's very unusual for someone like Dan to be accessible and that easy to get a hold of. So that's the other great reason to buy your oil directly through Dan. And what's your telephone number, Dan? I'll prove it to the folks.
It is 800-370-2986.
And that's that simple. Got a question here from Reginald in New York. He writes to us, I heard you talking about AMSOIL as the best synthetic, so I went to my local Napa and was surprised to find AMSOIL, but it was $12 a quart, and others, like Castrol, were $10 a quart. Why is AMSOIL so expensive?
I love to get this question. Because there's a difference between price and cost, okay? Oh, what the heck can be the difference between price and cost? Price is what's labeled on the bottle. Cost is what it actually costs you to use the product. And when we come back from this break, I'll explain that in detail.
Absolutely. Some great words of wisdom and advice right ahead from Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. And again, you can email Dan at danwatson@thelubepage.com or give us a call here, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
All this talk about sending illegal migrants to sanctuary cities is just that, talk, according to Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott on CNN's State of the Union.
We have to comply with every law. Everybody does, including sanctuary. There's no such thing as a sanctuary city. You don't have a right to pick and choose the law. I don't get to say, oh, Florida, we don't pay federal income taxes. You don't get to do those things. So let's all comply with the law. Let's fix immigration.
The Trump administration says sending them to sanctuary cities is one of many options. The massive storm system that killed several people from Texas to Mississippi
is barreling east, spawning tornadoes and other catastrophic weather from New England to the Gulf Coast. A 30-year-old Phoenix man is charged with killing his wife and two children ages 5 and 7 after returning home from a bar and confronting his wife over accusations she cheated on him, which she denied. He told police he let his 3-year-old live because she reminded him of himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSFP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Dan Watson is with us, CEO of TheLoopPage.com. We thank you for being there on the other side of the microphone as well. We've got Mackenzie running master control as usual and taking your telephone calls at 855-660-4261. Before that hard network break, we were talking about a question sent to us from Reginald in New York, and the question is, he went looking for AMS oil. He found it at a local Napa store. He was surprised it was $12 a quart, and others like castor oil were $10 a quart, and he was wondering why AMS oil is so expensive. And Dan Watson was just starting to get warmed up here and telling us the difference between what it costs and what the actual price is. So tell us more, Dan.
Well, when I started talking about that, you go pay for something, that's the price. It costs $12. But what does that cost you to use the product? I mean, how much does it cost? And you have to now put that into relative to time. In other words, if I were to say that the price to fly from New York to California was $600, that'd be the price. Now, the cost is over the distance that I went. It costs so much to get out there. If it's 3,000 miles and it cost me $600, then it was somewhere around 20 cents a mile or something, okay, whatever that works out. But if I flew a shorter distance and it cost me, if I flew 1,500 miles and it cost me $400, then price was less, but the cost was more because it cost me more per mile to fly from New York to, say, Chicago than it did to fly from New York to Los Angeles. So what I'm saying is that you have to proportion what you spend on what it is you receive for what you spend. Now, when you look at these costs of oil, let's say you spent $12 for that quart of AMS oil, but let's say that you were able, you just decided that since they say I can run this oil for longer drain intervals, I'm going to run it three times as long as I run the other oils that say that you have to drain them at regular intervals. So I could look and say, well, I could have bought that castor oil for $10. But they tell me to drain that out in accordance with the manufacturer's recommendation, so the longest I could go would be 5,000 miles. But AMSOIL says they stand behind warranting this AMSOIL that it could go up to 25,000 miles. That makes me shaky, so maybe I'll just do 15,000 miles. Well, 15,000 miles is three times as long as the 5,000 miles that you would run the castor oil. So you take the $10 a quart for castor oil and you buy, you have to do this three times. So that's now $30, just using a single quart. That's $30 over that same 15,000 miles. And the AMSOIL was $12. So although the AMSOIL cost, you had to pay $12 for it. That was the price. Its cost now is less than what it cost you to use the castor oil, because the castor oil would cost you $30 over the same period of time. Say there's five quarts, okay, in the car. So five times the $10 a quart is $50 in oil change. Three oil changes, that's $150. If the AMSOIL is $12 a quart and you buy five quarts, that's $60. So it costs $150 to go the same distance with castor oil. It costs $60 to go that distance with AMSOIL. I'd say AMSOIL is a much better deal, even though it looks up front like, why am I paying $12 for this? Well, just see how long you can use it. The same analysis goes with, high mileage tires. If I buy radios that are good for 80,000, what's the price versus buying radios that would be good for 40,000 if I have to buy two sets of the 40,000-mile radios? Well, that costs me more than if I just bought one set of the 80,000-mile radio. So that's the analysis and how to approach it, okay? So anyway, it's the old thing of price is not necessarily cost, and you have to work that out over the service and the time you're going to get out of that to determine how much it really costs you. And so I recommend people take a good look at that, because other than mobile annual oil change, AMSOIL is the only one in the marketplace with a warranted oil for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. That's the Signature Series oil. So that brings up another quick thing to make sure that our listeners understand. AMSOIL is a full-service type oil company. They have three tiers of oil. One, the first one, the least expensive, is called OE, for original equipment, and that oil is good for whatever the manufacturer says, or 6,000 miles. If the manufacturer says go 7,500, then go 7,500. The manufacturer says go 5,000, go 5,000. If you don't know what the manufacturer says, go 6,000. The next one is our intermediate, which is our XL oil. Very good oil. Good for 12,000 miles or 1 year, whichever comes first. Now, that's a warranted oil for that distance. And then our premium oil is our Signature Series oil, which is 1 year or 25,000 miles. So there's different choices, but in every one of those cases, you're going to find out, especially with the XL and the Signature Series, that you end up saving money if you run the extended drain interval. So hopefully that makes some sense for Reginald in understanding how to evaluate what you get when you buy AMSOIL versus another brand of oil.
Very good, Dan. That was an excellent explanation. And we should also remind folks that people can buy their oil directly from you, and you can hook them up with a preferred customer program, which really saves a lot of money.
Oh, it's a significant discount, about 30% below the internet prices. And hey, these days AMSOIL has worked out in that program that if you buy more than $100 worth in your preferred customer membership, it's going to get sent freight free. Now, this is really getting exceptionally convenient and reduced prices. It's hard to beat that program. So I encourage anybody out there, that is either currently using AMSOIL and paying full retail or interested in beginning to use AMSOIL, get in touch with me. Go through the website at thelubepage.com. There'll be a link from there that can take you to AMSOIL, but start at the Lube page, even if you're going to end up at the AMSOIL website. That way, your interest comes from my website and you're credited back to me. And I appreciate that because, I try to do a service here on the radio and in YouTube videos and answering constant questions all the time. And hey, the other half of that is this is how I make my living. So I'm not ashamed to stick my hand out and say, if you're going to do business with AMSOIL, hey, give me a try because I'll take care of you.
Absolutely. He certainly will. So, folks, please do that. And you're also supporting Auto World on your local radio station because Dan is helping pay the bills here. So it's a win-win for everybody. Got a question from Josh in Atlanta. He has a 2014 Chevy pickup with the Duramax diesel engine. I am new to diesel, and my buddy says I should be using a fuel additive to lubricate my fuel pump and injectors. And the question is that necessary? What do you think, Dan?
Well, being the owner of a Duramax diesel myself, I would encourage anyone out there that operates one of these. Well, you know what? Maybe I'll encourage them after the break.
It's like we're setting up just like that. We ask a question and we take a break. We just whet your appetite, folks. And stand by for Dan Watson's response after these messages. And if you'd like to get in, 855-660-4261. Dan at thelubepage.com, Bob at autoworldradio.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico-Chops.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race reports and Lincolns were setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say. I was driving that Model A.
Welcome back. Thanks for being here. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261 or anytime you can get a hold of us via email. Myself, Bob, at autoworldradio.com. Dan Watson, CEO of thelewpage.com. It's Dan Watson at thelewpage.com. And we're talking diesels, and this is an easy one for Dan to deal with because he actually has a Duramax diesel engine as well. But Josh in Atlanta's got a 2014 Chevy, and he's new to diesels, and his friends are telling him down there in Georgia that he should be using a fuel additive to lubricate his fuel pump and injectors, and wants to know what's the story here. So, Dan, let's get Josh on the right page.
Well, as I started to say before the break, this is it's a good question because there's a little history here to understand. Back before 1995, back in, it seems like years and years ago now, diesel that you could buy at any place was limited to have no more than 2,500 parts per million of sulfur in the diesel. Okay, so they decided they were going to clean that up, so they went to low sulfur diesel. Couldn't have more than 500 parts per million of sulfur in the late 1990s. And then, several years later, they decided to go to ultra low sulfur diesel, where you can't have more than 15 parts per million of sulfur. Now think about the difference in that. 2,500 all the way down to 15. So that's good from the standpoint of the less sulfur you have in the fuel, the less sulfur dioxide that comes out the tailpipe, and sulfur dioxide becomes really, you'll love this, it becomes sulfur trioxide, and then it becomes sulfuric acid, okay, in the atmosphere. So it would contribute to acid rain, which was a real issue back in the 70s. Now, what has this got to do, though, with lubricating or using an additive? Well, sulfur, when used in motor oils and other applications, can be used as an anti-wear additive, okay? And sulfur in diesel would contribute to the lubricity or the lubricating capability of that diesel fuel. So when you had 2,500 parts per million in it, I mean, it was pretty good lubricant. I mean, any moving parts in there that only are like the fuel pump and injectors, and only the fuel would be available to lubricate those moving metallic parts, would have been taken care of pretty well at 2,500 parts per million. At 500, you're still managing to say, well, we're not seeing any really bad thing happening. But when you go to 15, there's not much left in the diesel to lubricate anything. Now, older mechanics and people referred to that as a dry diesel, like they talk about dry gas or dry diesel, the fact that it just doesn't lubricate anything. It'll burn and everything, but it's just not able to lubricate the moving parts. So they did change materials within the fuel pumps and the injectors, anticipating the lower sulfur content of diesel. That's good. But in what I have seen and observed is that you need some added lubricity. Now, they actually forced the fuel manufacturers to add lubricant to the diesel, but it's called LCA, lowest concentration allowed. And it's not close to what is required in other parts of the world. For in Europe, for example, with ultra-low sulfur diesel, they require more than our LCA of additive to provide protection from anti-wear. So my advice to people, if you're going to own one of these new, very sophisticated turbo diesel pickups or even cars, you would be well advised to use some type of additive that provides lubricity and that also will keep your injectors as clean as possible. Because in a diesel, the efficiency of how well that engine runs is directly related to the performance of the injectors that put the fuel into the cylinder. If those injectors on their tip do not have a full 360 degree, in other words, complete circular firing of the fuel coming out, and folks are saying sometimes they're at 25,000 PSI coming out of the tip of that injector, it's got to do what they call almost fully atomize or mix that diesel molecular structure into the air so that it's almost already wrapped up with an oxygen, so when it gets to the temperature it needs, it sets it off and burns it extremely efficiently. That's what you want it to do. But if the injector is not working correctly, either has varnish on the tip, or in these new modern injectors are virtually a third, 25% to a third of the size that they were in 1995. So they're smaller injectors operating at higher pressures, and they are just absolutely marvelous pieces of machinery because they can fire five times in a revolution. When the engine is doing 3,000, 3,500 RPM, they could still fire five times per revolution if you ask them to. That's how quickly they fire. It's literally in milliseconds. Wow. So how can you mess that up? Well, these things now, because of their size, they tend to sort of trap fuel in what they call the barrel or the armature of the injector, and they get a little sludgy up in there. And if you don't have something to clean it out, it can slow down that quick-acting injector and actually throw off the timing of it and cause your diesel to run like a gasoline engine with a bad spark plug, okay? So you have to get injector cleaners that have the capability not only of lubricating all these moving parts, but of really cleaning out what they call the injector deposits. And you've got to get those cleaned out. And you better make sure when you're using a good diesel cleaning and injector cleaner that it says that it'll clean out those interior deposits. So that's important. But I think you should run one all the time just for the lubricating quality. And I'll just talk about one that I know. It's from Amsoil Synthetics. They have an injector cleaner and cetane boost in the same product, which is a phenomenal product. You can get up to as high as 8-point increase in cetane boost, and you can clean your injectors and everything, all this going on at the same time. And this stuff gets complicated, but cetane, Bob, is a rating of how easily the fuel will ignite. We go over in the gasoline engine, we have octane rating, and what that is, hey, I need to slow down. I don't want the fuel to detonate like an explosion. I want it to slow down and have a millisecond burn or something to increase pressure. But in the diesels, we're concerned about, since we don't have a spark plug and we're going to set it off with heat, we want it to set off with heat. We don't want it to delay itself in setting off. So cetane is a rating of how easily you can get that diesel fuel to ignite. And sometimes we get some poor cetane out here, especially in the winter in the south. So the cetane boost is an additive to bring that cetane level up to where you get the maximum performance out of your diesel. So you take a product where you can get cetane improvement and proper cleaning and lubrication all in one. That's a good additive to using your diesel. And I think these modern diesels do well to run a quality additive like that, because that ultra-low sulfur diesel, it burns clean. It's great for the EPA, but it's not doing a good job lubricating. And by the way, each one of those injectors in that Duramax, mm-hmm. they cost about $800 a piece.
Ooh.
And that's just the cost of the injector. You've got to get somebody to put it in. And your fuel pump, about $2,500. So there's some components there that it's worth putting a little additive in that you can... You're not going to wear them out without it. They might last 200,000 miles. But these diesel engines, if they're taken care of correctly, they're 800,000-mile engines. They should not need a fuel pump. They should not need an injector. They should run on out there about 800,000 miles. But if you don't use a lubricant additive, injector, cleaner, these kind of things, you can probably cut that in half, maybe get 300,000 miles before you've got... fuel system problem.
Well, that's a great explanation, Dan. I really appreciate you, as usual, for doing an outstanding job here on the radio on Auto World. Let's make sure and give out your email, Dan Watson at thelubepage.com, and that telephone number.
Yeah, I'm going to get it right at the end of this show. I screwed it up last time, but it is 800-370-2986.
There it is. Thank you, Dan.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.